I got an enormous tub of hay.
You're listening to Whip a Waffle Live with your hosts, Ben Keys, Shay Haley, and Vanessa Hintz. Only on 91.3 The Edge.
And that's Shay.
Hello. Yep.
That's Shay.
Shay.
No.
Shay Haley.
It is not Shay.
Yes, it
is. Shay.
The more you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we introduce our show again? Because we forgot to do that last time.
Yeah, go for it, Ben.
Oh, wow. Okay, yep. Put all the responsibility on me. I see how it is. Well, you're listening to Whiffle Waffle. We're a pretty killer game show.
Waffle.
Game show, talk show, kind of a little bit of both.
We just do what we feel like.
Yeah, so you get to listen to us till 8, or you turn off your car radio. I suggest until 8. There you go.
Yep. Yeah.
You want to introduce our names? Yeah, I'm Ben.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Shay.
That's Che.
Not Che.
Che.
Not Che.
That's Che.
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 Yep, Che.
Okay, anyway, first segment. Che, would you like to start us off?
Yes, I would love to, Vanessa. So,
I'm not offended by that.
I don't really have a name for this one. We're just gonna go for it.
All right.
So, I went to the closest convenience store near my house.
Which was?
CVS.
Yes.
Shout out to CVS.
And I found some weird flavored chocolate that we're gonna try, and you guys are gonna try to guess the flavor of these chocolates, and I'm gonna give out some fun facts while we indulge in the chocolate.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like I spent so long looking at the chocolate at CVS that I probably am gonna do okay at this.
I had seen these before, but I forgot about them until I saw them again. So let's just, like, get some ASMR with the paper.
No.
I actually despise everything about you.
Right?
I love
this
it
moment.
So good. Okay. So I'm just going to unwrap this. First off, with this one, I think that you guys should tell me what it smells like. Because I have a feeling that this is going to have a very distinct smell to it.
It smells like crustaceans.
Hold on. Before we start this, I have a question for Ben.
I might have an answer.
Why are you wearing shorts and a t-shirt?
I was just on a camping trip, and I got home, and I actually had it done laundry before that, and I still haven't put my clothes in the dryer. So I had shorts, and that was it.
Good to know.
Just give it a sniff and see if it smells like anything.
Oh, I've definitely had this before.
Smells like chili.
My mom loves dark chocolate.
It smells like chili?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's chili chocolate. Do I get the point?
No. Chili chocolate?
I take it back. It's not.
I don't taste anything out of the ordinary in this.
Isn't it like a fruit with something? Is it apricot? Apricot?
No, I'm sticking with chili chocolate.
Chili chocolate?
Yep. Hey, when I get the point and you don't?
Oh. There's a little tingly in it.
It's like apricot or orange.
Can I have the point now?
That's my final answer.
Final answer?
Apricot
or
orange?
Ben was right. It's chili.
What?
I told you. Comes chocolate.
Like chili
the
soup?
It's that simple.
No,
like chili the pepper.
Yeah.
That does not come across in this whatsoever.
Fun facts. I got.
Oh, it kind of burns now.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I got two fun facts.
Chili chocolate.
Here, Ben, do you want the other piece over here?
Absolutely. Okay. I'll take the whole thing. You know how I know that? See, I'm playing like I know chocolates and stuff. No, my mom like loves that, so I buy her like 5 for Christmas all the time.
Hmm. Well.
So like I don't actually know my chocolates, I just know that chocolate specifically.
I have two fun facts about, well, first off, both of these are Lindt chocolates. And
which means?
I found that's the company.
Oh.
So, I found 4 fun facts on their website about chocolate. So, I thought I'd do first 2 with this one, next 2 with the other one. So, my first fun fact was that chocolate was first developed by the Mayans 3,000 years ago, and now, in what is now Mexico, chocolate was initially consumed as a bitter, highly spiced drink. It was so valued that it was used as a source of currency, even as a sacrifice to the gods. In the 18th century, chocolate was used as a form of payment to soldiers during the American Revolutionary War.
What's
Bless
changed?
The Mayans.
Would you go to war for chocolate?
Yes.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And Ben? Okay.
Why is that even
Well, it
a
depends
question?
On the chocolate. Mm.
Yeah.
Milk chocolate.
Yes.
In my opinion.
And my second fun fact brought to us by Lindt, is up until 1879, chocolate was mostly consumed as a drink. It looked and tasted nothing like the sweet, silky bars we have today. Modern edible chocolate was developed by a process called conching, invented by Rudolf Lindt. The technique involves blending cacao over the course of hours or even days to reach the perfect flavor and consistency.
I actually knew that.
Wow.
I don't think I'd ever drink chocolate. I feel like that would be... I mean, there's like hot chocolate.
Milk chocolate? Like but, chocolate milk?
But that's like chocolate milk. They're saying like straight up chocolate.
Yeah, my mom...
It's like what you drink.
My mom likes dark chocolate, chocolate chili, and like yeah. the... It's not cocoa, it's like cacao or something.
What?
If you want any more of that, break some off, and you can pass it to Ben.
It's I'm like good. Cacao chocolate or something. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the pure, like, chocolate bean.
Oh.
And, no, like, no sugar.
No so, okay, well, next
what
one.
What's that say?
Same packaging. Same fun packaging.
And ASMR.
Yes.
Nope. No.
So, this one was the one I was excited about, so let's
see. Is it
see.
Milk chocolate? Please tell me it's milk chocolate.
No, it's white chocolate.
Oh, ew. White chocolate
is it white
is
chocolate?
Disgusting.
Can I have the point now?
Wow.
I'm good.
I can tell.
I'm really excited about this one. I really like white chocolate. And, oh, I feel like
I
this
hate
one,
white
I
chocolate.
Feel like this one's going to be so good.
Love white chocolate. Actually, I think I like the idea of white chocolate, but I don't actually like white chocolate.
Oh, this is really sweet.
Oh, I know what it is, but I can't
put
a finger
texture.
On it.
It's very, very sweet.
Coconut.
No!
Does that make
yeah.
it 2-1?
You guys are right. It's white coconut.
2-1?
Yep.
I like this one.
Okay, here's the real question.
I actually don't hate
a
this.
A lot more.
Yeah. If one of us answers first, but we both answer right, do we both get the point, or just the person who answered first?
I'll say you both get it right.
I actually don't hate this.
Yeah.
I do.
And I don't like white chocolate.
I'm not digging this.
Poor I like this one.
I don't like coconut in general.
Oh my gosh, I love coconut.
Weird thing like, is, I don't like coconut or white chocolate, but I like this. I don't know why.
Hmm. Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Fun facts with
fun
Vanessa.
Fact.
Okay, well, other two fun facts that I had was...
You today, didn't have to eat it all.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god.
That's called commitment right there.
Today, yeah. Innovation in chocolate is just as noteworthy. According to a 2012 study published by the New England Journal of Medicine, a nation's number of Nobel laureates is positively linked to its level of chocolate consumption. It seems chocolate provides fertile ground for creative breakthroughs, so keep a pen and paper handy the next time you bite into a bar.
Or do a radio show.
Yeah. And I had chocolate before coming here, so...
My last fun fact I have is, whether you're on Team Milk or Team Dark... You may be surprised to learn, Ben, I can hear your crinkling during my fun fact.
No.
Oh, I love that noise.
Ready, 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 ready.
I love that noise. Oh my gosh, it's awesome. So, whether you're on Team Milk or Team Dark, you may be surprised to learn that these two chocolate types are more similar than you think. If we look at cacao percentage, the number representing the amount of raw cacao in chocolate, there can be as little as 1% separating milk chocolate, which typically has a minimum of 30% cacao, and dark chocolate, which ranges from 31% to 99%.
Way of closing this out.
Wow.
Wait, oh. Shay, Vanessa? Oh.
Shoot, I don't have it pulled
would you like
up.
To
I don't
pull
have
the
it pulled up. I don't
oh.
have
I gotta
it
be totally honest. I didn't have the script pulled up either. I totally forgot it existed. And I dropped my mouse, so we're really on a good combo.
Wow.
Here.
We're so good at this.
So,
oh, I found it, I found it, I found
here's
it.
The beautiful song called Bye
it.
Bye Baby. I'll do three, you guys do one and two. You can choose which.
I'll do one.
I'll do two.
Go for it.
You're listening to Wiffle Waffle Live on WHJE Radio. Listen to us at the same time from 7 to 8 p.m. every Sunday night.
Follow us on Instagram at Wiffle Waffle Live. Wiffle and Waffle both have H's. Or listen to old shows at WHJE.com.
You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. I'm Ben.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Shay. Stay classy, Carmel, Indiana. Okay, are we done, guys?
Never.